You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. This was the week that the benchmark long-term interest rate, the yield on the 30-year Treasury, moved above 2% for the first time in a year. Yet, mortgage rates remain steady, down near historic lows. It's also the week that the core rate of inflation did not go up at all. This covered January. While Wall Street keeps worrying about a new round of stimulus becoming too much, sparking inflation, central bankers don't see it that way. I ran this past Christopher Lowe just now. He's chief economist at FHN Financial, and this is what he told me.
We saw multiple rounds of pandemic aid, of course, and while there's no question people were in need and parts of that aid was absolutely necessary, you know, not surprisingly, like everything Congress does, there was excess in there too. What happened with the stimulus, both in April and the one that passed in December, is that people who got money and didn't need money saved it. They didn't spend it. There wasn't this huge rush of consumption that drove inflation higher. What there was a multi-trillion dollar increase in deposits in the banking system. There were down payments made on houses, which is also a form of saving. But we never saw an inflationary increase in demand. And I don't see any reason to think that another stimulus, even if it is generous, is going to cause behavior that's any different from the last one.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.